Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm here, they're here, you're here. What more could we want? This is another hour of conversation to bring you up to date as to what's going on in the world, events that are important, the issues of the day, people, conversation that matters. So does it really matter, ladies, that the Russians are about to storm into Ukraine? Or are they, is this just a big, Putin's going to say, I gotcha. Let me put some troops on high alert. It reminds me of
that. That's not quite his game. His game is to not say, ha-ha, gotcha. Putin is very much an egomaniac. He's not going to back away from something to look foolish or to look weak. And so I think that we should probably take him at his word that this is coming. Not that I.
So what does it say about the Russian people that they put up with all of this?
What's their other alternative?
Have a choice?
Probably the guy
Alexei
that's in jail.
Navalny was the closest that they had, and he's been poisoned. He's been on death's door.
But in the past,
he's in jail.
The history of the world, there
accidental.
Are despots all over the place,
right.
And they sooner or later the people in the country revolt, and they, you know, in a case like Russia, they just go kill them and find somebody else, or somebody else surfaces, and it would seem to me that unless we don't know anything about what's going on inside of Russia, and that's highly unlikely that this is the intelligent move if the people in Russia haven't been so suppressed and depressed. But this is what happens, by the way. There's a good warning in this. This is what happens if, in fact, he has done what a lot of people say he has done to education, to systems in general, to politicians, to just the entire working mechanism of the country. Gorbachev kind of cleaned things up a bit, and then they hit an apex and have gone down since then. So this warning, it seems to me, is good for all of us here and anywhere else where there are tendencies to have a singular party or a singular person,
totally,
or the weight being all on one side or the other instead of being equally distributed. This is a dangerous situation for them. It's a damn for them. That is the Russians and, in this case, the Ukrainians, I guess. But around the world, you know, people like this, they seem to crop up every 20, 30, or 40 years. And
well, he changed
Putin's
the law,
no,
so he gets to stay in power forever.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Oh, the people.
He changed
Russia.
His own law.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, but how?
And that amazing support from the people of Russia.
Yeah,
come out
yeah,
to
right.
the polls
I know.
And overwhelming
100% of the vote.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about, and there are some differences, but he's aligning himself with Xi Jinping very so closely now, and the difference is, I think, with Russia is that, not that he lies to him, I think the people of Russia know that Vladimir Putin's a bad guy, but they're afraid of him. Like, they're afraid of the consequences, and they also realize that the system is so rigged that there's nothing they can do to change it. Whereas China spends a great deal of time not only leading yes by fear, right? If you disagree with us, you're going to find yourself in one of those camps. But they also spend a lot of time changing reality and controlling the propaganda that's going on, so that you have a bunch of people in China that actually think that the Chinese government is doing the right thing around the globe. It's interesting how
and the propaganda
different.
That
I don't think
I've
Russia
found,
cares about that,
right? And the propaganda, the Chinese propaganda that you can see all over social media too. You know, in accounts that like you wouldn't even think are are hidden. They're like hiding in plain
made
sight.
It
it's
possible.
Wild.
The United States, the West, the world has made it possible. The Chinese are smarter than everybody else. They invested in their future by making it easy for you to invest in them. Cheap, greed, all of those things
that
have brought
them. I mean, they understand feeding capitalism is the that's the American way. And
right.
You and I, Doug, were talking about it, capitalism off the air yesterday, like the good sides and the bad sides, and they have fed into all of the greed and all of the, you know, all of the downsides of capitalism. And look where we are now. I mean, we can't, it's, you know, we struggle, all of us, we talk about it all the time. We struggle to buy a product, any product that isn't made in China. It's not hard. I mean, it's really hard to do. And I couldn't even find a, I was trying to find a colander to strain some pasta. Good luck finding one that's not made in China.
Anything.
It's just, it's
everything.
Crazy. Everything. Yeah. Everything.
All right, so we keep using the name of Hitler to compare to people like Putin and like Xi, Xi, and other despotic leaders that aren't as visible, whether they be in the Caribbean, whether they be in Africa, wherever they may be. And then you look around at Robert F. Kennedy, who has, for some reason or another, taken up the flag of conspiracy. There are a lot of prominent...
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
He's talking, I mean, I don't know if it's conspiracy. He's just talking about he's against the mandates. He's against the vaccine. He's
but he's an anti-vaxxer going back before this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
he has
100%.
A lot of crazy... Yeah,
he's
I mean,
way
I
back.
Do think... Yeah. I mean, didn't you say, Jen, he was like feeding a squirrel or something like when you were
squirrel.
Trying to interview him?
But he's very natural, like climate-y guy, you know.
Well, he's also somebody... who has gone, as you were suggesting, the anti-vaxxers are the anti... excuse me, I guess I'm putting myself... I'm asking the question whether the people who are anti-5G are the same as anti-vaxxers. As you know, I've been very outspoken about 5G for months since I first realized what it was going to do. I wasn't really thinking about airplanes. I was just thinking about you and me and all of the things that float around in the air that we can't see that are affecting our body and our minds. And this is just one more, and because it is, it's bigger, more powerful, faster, what it sounds like, Superman, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, look, up in the air, it's all these waves of stuff. And so, anyway,
people are motivated
Robert
for different
Kennedy,
reasons. You know,
say
some
again?
People are just, I said people, you asked about, is he someone who's anti-5G or anti-vaxxer, are they all the same? I think there's a lot of people who feel a lot of different ways about all of this. Like, for me, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, I'm an anti-mandator. For some, they are anti-vaxxers, they don't care about the mandates, they just don't like vaccines in general. And I think you have others who are just distrustful of everything that the government says. Doesn't matter who's in the White House, just matters that they don't like what the government says. And you used to, I would actually say that you used to be in that camp, but I don't know if
Which
you are
camp?
So much. The distrustful of the government camp.
Well,
I don't think you are when it comes to this.
I'm distrustful of the people. I like the fact that we have a government supposedly of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, it isn't anymore of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's by those who control, and so I'm going back to what Victoria said, the system has kind of gotten out of whack. It's gotten too heavily controlled by too few people, which is the only thing, frankly, the only shining star on the hill for Biden is that he's saying he's going to take apart all these monopolies and make it possible for smaller companies to prevail or at least have more of an influence. And when you look at 5G, it's all Verizon, it's all AT&T. They all get together and say, okay, let's do this. And so that's what gets done. And they put people in the FCC who are regulators to change policy and bing, bang,
this
boom.
This has been coming. I mean, I feel like someone got in your head on 5G because this has been a long, this has been many, many years building. I've had 5G on my phone. You've had 5G on your phone every time you're near Boston. I mean, this hasn't bothered you until like 3 weeks ago. So I don't know if it was the airplane thing, but I have not heard you mention anything negative about 5G. I mean, I know Dr. Jack has mentioned it. Well, okay,
maybe
Dr. Jack has mentioned
it. Instead of yelling from the top of the mountain like I
it
do
doesn't matter. My point,
China.
Though, is this has been, if you're just now talking about 5G, it's you're way beyond the point
kinda
of
late.
It being too late.
Yeah.
Everyone who's complaining about 5G, it's like, where have you been the last 10 years or more that this has been building? It's literally physically being built, these towers around the world. I don't know.
I get it. I understand that. That doesn't mean I have to like it. Maybe I didn't wake up fast enough because there's a lot of other stuff that comes
across
our
plate. Well, why does 5G bother you more than LTE or 4G?
They all bother me now that I think about it, frankly. Yeah, they all bother me. Putting a
telephone
in your ear.
Well, you better thank all of those G's because that's how this show is happening. So.
Well, with some people. Other people listen actually on a radio.
No, I mean you, your personal connection.
Yeah. All right, so here we have Robert F. Kennedy speaking at the Auschwitz Memorial with, the Auschwitz Memorial denouncing comments that were made by him at the anti-vaccine rally in Washington last weekend at the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, he was basically saying Anne Frank hiding from the Nazis was in a better position than our country is now with vaccine mandates. I mean, that's an insane and ludicrous. I mean, that's like, that's just nuts.
Well, in your opinion, it is. A lot of people agree with him. And so where do you go?
35,000 people came out to that rally.
Yeah.
But I also don't think 35,000 people would agree with his statement about Anne Frank. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I don't know that whether they even thought about it. I'm just looking at the picture of the pieces of
people's own history.
I mean, I think it's a dramatic thing, and I get very annoyed when people, I think you guys know this, whether it's people on my side of the aisle or on someone else's side of the aisle, when, you know, people would call Trump a Nazi, or when my side of the aisle would call, Barack Obama a Nazi, or whatever it was. It's
nonsense,
just, inappropriate because you're taking away power from the real Nazis, you know, and it's kind of ridiculous to
watering
do
it down. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it makes it less serious over time. Now, I don't agree that probably in the way that he said it, but I do think we face tyranny by having one person being able to throw out a lot of different orders that impact people's livelihood.
Or one party.
The reason I say one person is because the orders that are in effect right now are literally coming from the desk of Biden. And that's true with any executive order, and I take issue with it from either party. Trump did too many. Obama did too many. This country is not working together because we're so divided. It's not working the way it should. So I just want you to know that this is not a political statement. The only way that you're able to implement a law like they want to implement with mandates is with congressional approval or to return it to the state. Right, to return it to the state so that states can do local laws. It is not one man sitting behind a desk going, bip, 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 and zipping through executive orders about what we can do with our health. So in that respect, it does feel a bit tyrannical because that's not how we run.
Like
we're not a monarchy.
Speak. It's all this stuff like woke and political correctness and whatever other things that people get behind. They don't necessarily know all of them why they're behind it. It just seems like an interesting movement. So food for thought, a lot of food for thought, actually, here. It's the DJV program on Tuesday, January the 25th at 18 past the hour.
This is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ron tried to manage his constipation with belly.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and JJ with the social media trending items, including the Queen speaking about the fallen king, or maybe prince. So we get to that right after this.
Rom tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, what is going on? Dana Owens has come out with a comment on her friend regarding his appearance on her television program. How do you like that for ambiguity? Pretty good, huh, ladies?
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
And in case you don't know who Dana Owens is, who is
Dana
she?
Dana Owens is the queen. The queen, not Queen Elizabeth. Wouldn't it be interesting if she had a different name, too? No, Queen Latifah, who is the equalizer now on CBS on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock. Her co-star was Chris Nuff, and so it, with all of the stuff about him, there is a comeuppance, but it seems clear to you guys all have to kind of come in on this. I look at the between the lines. I always like to look between the lines. She didn't really say anything. That is, she well, just kind of standing
she,
back.
She covered her bases by making her statement, but yeah, you can definitely, this is a month removed from when the allegations were made public against Chris Noth, and yeah. Pretty much what Queen Latifah is saying is that it's a surreal situation, it's dicey, it's delicate. She says that this whole situation needs a great deal of respect, and it's a personal thing he's going through and that he is going to have to deal with. So she's kind of staying out of it by still giving that statement, because it is. At this point, it's like you're working with him. He's your colleague on the show. How is he fully going to be written off? And she's even said that they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do.
What,
well,
do they even write him off?
Will they write him off temporarily? Do they leave the door open for him to come back if
is he away
the allegations
on
prove to be false? Yeah.
Probably
exactly.
Tells you how serious they think it is. Well, it's probably serious how they think it is. If they kill him off, they know he's not coming back. If they leave the door open, you know that they think there's a chance.
Well, I remember when they killed off What's-His-Face in Dallas, and he came back.
That happened a lot. It always ends up being a dream.
Always in a soap,
I feel like that happened with another sitcom in the 90s, and now I can't remember what. Or the kids go upstairs and never come back down, and it's like that character just never existed. Looking at you, Family Matters.
I think it's interesting that Queen Latifah addressed the chemistry that the rest of us have seen on screen between her and Chris Noth. Yeah. And she acknowledged it is amazing chemistry. So
Well, that's what makes for good television.
Too. You know, sometimes you're just friends with somebody.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That happens a lot. That was the case. Chris Noth was very close to Jerry Orbach, and everything told of that story and how upset he was when Orbach died when they were on Law and Order. 28 after this, the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen is pleased to announce that the 2021 ID.4 EV USA tour vehicle that completed a record-setting journey across the U.S. is now part of the Build an Electric Future exhibit at the Peterson Automotive Museum. The multimedia exhibit, which opened to the public in November of 2019, celebrates Volkswagen's rich and impactful history, both globally and locally. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more U.S. lethal equipment arrives in the Ukraine Tuesday, 8,500 U.S. troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe's NATO allies as Russian troops mass on the Ukraine border. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank, and those conversations and discussions have certainly been part of what our national security officials have been discussing with their counterparts now for several weeks.
Judge Thomas Rademacher of New York State Supreme Court on Long Island announced that court has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's state mask mandate on Monday. The court ruled the governor overstepped her authority by imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. United Arab Emirates fighter jets destroyed a missile launcher in Yemen's Al-Jaf Governorate on Monday, shortly after it was used by Houthi terrorists to launch two ballistic missiles at the capital, Abu Dhabi. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As more U.S. lethal aid has arrived Tuesday in the Ukraine, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby explains the Pentagon's stance for offering 8,500 U.S. troops to NATO allies in the region.
The actions that Russia appears to be taking to threaten its neighbor further and to potentially violate further Ukraine's territorial integrity certainly make things more tense on the European continent writ large. What I can tell you is that we remain committed to the alliance and we absolutely remain committed to bolstering the capabilities of NATO's eastern flank to the degree that they desire that extra support. It's not about I don't think anybody wants to see another war in the European continent, and there's no reason why that has to occur. This could be solved very easily by the Russians de-escalating, by moving some of these forces away, which they haven't done. And so NATO, as a defensive alliance, and it is a defensive alliance, has a responsibility to its members to make sure that they're able to defend themselves if needed. And that's the spirit in which the Secretary has made these early heightened alert decisions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming back into your ears here on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jen and Jay. That sounds very Jen and Jay. J-A-I and J-E-N-N. And Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. That sounds like the, who did that song? Van Morrison, right?
Did
Gloria. You could change Victoria to Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, V-I-C-I-T-O. No, it doesn't quite fit. Well, it's okay. I had good intentions anyway, Victoria. Discussing the issues of the day, things that are on top of our mind, and still, I suppose, with the Center for Disease Confusion sending out new everyday press releases about what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it. Now, the latest release is the information on whether the booster shot works against Omicron. There are actually a couple of new studies from the CDC, which, I don't know, we pay any attention to
these
this stuff
huge.
At this point.
This, I would pay attention to this because the CDC didn't conduct these studies. They've just released the findings. And these are three very large studies that involve, like, almost 100,000 people. So, and this is, like, the reason that this is important yesterday was starting to make headlines is because this is the first real-world test that we've had with the boosters against Omicron. So that's
first
why
real-world study of it, yeah. Right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, test, study, same thing. Like, we put it to the test. And so this is the first time it has been taken for a test drive, we'll say, in the real world to see how it, you know, stands up with real people in real circumstances.
And so, what does it show?
And it shows that getting boosted was 90% effective at preventing hospitalizations.
Yeah. As a kid growing up, getting boosted meant you got robbed.
Boosted still is, still
guess,
does.
My question would be in what capacity? Okay, so people who are boosted avoided going to the hospital. They were still getting sick, but they avoided going to the hospital. How many how many people who didn't have the vaccine had the same impact? Because I have not been seeing a huge amount of people going to the hospital with Omicron. I don't know when.
You don't.
Depending on where you are, they've definitely filled up. It doesn't mean people are dying at the same rate, but, you know, a couple kids in New Jersey died yesterday. They announced that their four kids died of Omicron, but it's rare. It's really, we did know that going in, that it wasn't as deadly as Delta. But a lot of people also remember that study that came out of from Israel that the booster was only good for 10 weeks, which, you know, would have put you at mid-December and me January 1st, I think it was my 10 weeks. But this is good news, which shows that it does last longer than that. And their new definition, it's sort of like they're changing what the definition of fully vaxxed means. And it does mean three shots now. It's kind of the way that a lot of doctors are heading.
Until you have to get another booster?
Pfizer CEO, the Pfizer CEO, I think, said yesterday that it was that they're looking at an annual booster, that's a lot more ideal than a 6-month thing. So they're looking to do like an annual shot, like a flu shot, which will probably be combined, right, with whatever the flu strain is for next year.
Yeah, I think
I would imagine.
That
seems to make sense.
You can put it all together. Which it certainly would. So, well, we have two countries here, in a sense, where we have, it's like the political realities. Okay, here's the left, here's the right, Republicans, the Democrats, the people who got shots, the people who didn't. And every day it gets snarkier, if that's a word. Some friends of mine that are my age, that I have known for a long, long time, one fellow especially, is just, in my mind, he's gone off the deep end because he's so focused on this. Okay, so you don't want to get a booster? Great. That's what I say.
Oh, he's focused on not getting a booster, or
focused on why people have gotten the boosters. And how did you get convinced that you should get a shot? And he asked me that, and I said I was convinced because I thought, and I still do think in the present tense, that getting a shot not only protected me, but more importantly, it protected my children and my grandchildren. And perhaps other people who were around me or are around me, we have had we had one COVID case on the farm. I have four people that work for me on the farm, and one of them had it, the kid, hadn't gotten a booster. Everybody else got the three shots, and they were fine, but the kid who didn't want to because his mother didn't want to, okay, so you don't want to, get it. But, you know, he had it, and he walked around the farm. He was good about it. He stayed away. He had Omicron. He didn't get the more serious stuff, but he stayed away from everybody except the chickens and the goats. And so I hadn't seen any chickens or goats come down with him. But wasn't it last week
hamsters.
Hamsters. Oh, yeah. Right.
No. Hamsters and gerbils and, 2,000. It's just,
thousands of them. Okay, so now let's take another approach here for a moment. I have been reading this is something that you expect Victoria to read. Reports from evolutionary biologists, who are trying
to figure out. Why would I read evolutionary bio?
All of that stuff, the stuff that nobody else reads.
Okay.
Right. Hey, well, that's for the purposes of the game and the conversation.
Okay.
Some people,
that's my jam, and I love Evo Bio. That's my new favorite thing.
EvoBio.
EvoBio.
I like that. EvoBio. Somebody write that down. All right. You got it down. I don't want to lose that. The EvoBios sounds like somebody, a character Mike Myers might play in Captain Evil, right? Or Dr. Evil. Was it Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil.
In the movie.
Yeah, that was Dr. Evil.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so let's figure out how this world dominating virus began. They all point to the Wuhan laboratory. And then they are trying to figure out how Omicron took off in southern Africa. Why there instead of someplace else? I don't know. Does it make a difference? Why? I suppose maybe so you don't want to duplicate the same situation, although with all the mutations, it isn't. You're not duplicating anything because it seems to be different wherever it is. My wonder is, are the people in the Wuhan lab, excuse me, they put this together, spikes and all, are they so insidious that they can take these things? Remember, the flight, literally, of the virus, when it came out of the Wuhan laboratory in the vials that were in a case carried by a Chinese doctor to go to Iran. That was the original plot. Remember, we talked about this as it began, and they flew through Milan so that it wouldn't be traceable or whatever. Somebody, I don't know, they pretty simplistic.
I think so that we're not spreading more like rumors. Like this, that story came from Uri Geller, who is a friend of yours, who's Israeli. So that's the only person I've ever heard ever say that.
There are a lot of people who will discount things. That doesn't mean that they aren't real. And when you look at how
I'm just sourcing the material.
So
that's all. I'm just putting.
Yeah, and I think probably more broad and what's based more in probably like facts that we all established is that. Well, I mean, more than just conversation. I'm not saying Uri's wrong. I mean, I think everything's possible at this point.
Yeah.
But the Chinese government shut down travel into China, but they didn't shut it down going out of China, and that is a fact. And a lot of people believe. They took it into Milan and that, you know, the people were literally acting as human disease agents with their travel outside of China.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So now researchers are trying to figure out how Omicron defied the normal rules of evolution and used these mutations to become the most successful vector of the disease. Even though it hasn't been tough, it's been widespread. Many more people have had Omicron. If you hadn't had it before, you were pretty likely to get it because it just seemed everywhere. And so you wonder, and I guess, you know, these people are going to study this for a long time. The mutation, according to this study that I saw today, done by the University of Cape Town, the bottom line is that there is a chance that the virus replicates inside the cell itself. And I don't want to get, like, professorial here and make it so heavy that you don't understand what I'm talking about. Mutations make new viruses defective and unable to compete with other viruses. So, in other words, it got watered down. That's really what happened. That's why this is not the disease as it spreads or the variants as they become more prolific aren't as strong because they don't have whatever it takes, whatever the nucleus was, to go back to my chemistry days of this stuff back in 2019. This stuff was packed full of all kinds of things as it evolved that made it really nasty. And that stuff has kind of wormed its way out. As it does, Ken Kronhaus is the smartest guy when it comes to this sort of thing. He said that it plays out because it wears out. And, you know, it's been around and we've either vaccinated or we've gotten the antibodies or whatever it is. But pretty much, if you look at the way it's falling off so rapidly right now, it's pretty much gone in South Africa, pretty much gone in Israel and other places that had it first. So what Ken said is that by the end of February, we should be on the really bottom end of this. And that it goes away because there's no more strength to the variants. And that's kind of what this study shows. It could be that we have other variants that will affect us. So you get a flu shot every year if that's what you want to do, or build up some kind of immunity to it. And just, in 10 years from now, or 20 years now, or 30 years from now, depending on what the Chinese are doing in their laboratories or whatever else happens, you get another big deal. So I'm pretty confident and pretty optimistic that this is on its way out. The evolutionary process
let's hope,
slow.
Right? Ugh.
Yeah, right. Okay, the United Kingdom says that it's going to lift the COVID testing requirement for fully vaccinated people who go to England. That's good news for those of you who want to take a trip. Now's the time to go to England, as far as cheap fares are concerned. And the planes are not full. By the time April 1st comes around, you won't be able to get a seat because the planes are all going to be loaded. People just want to go. And the first place most Americans want to go, if they've never been overseas, is to England, because they speak the language and there's that history and stuff. So the British are trying to get things back open. I wonder if this is a distraction from Boris Johnson's embarrassing... What is going on with that this week?
Oh, hey, right. They're trying to do the vote of no confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't they do that all the time?
They do in Israel.
I wish I understood Israeli and English politics, because I just don't.
Parliament
system. It seems very crazy and convoluted. And
but
I don't have confidence.
Kind of
like,
fun.
But to answer
like
Doug's
Netanyahu
question...
lost, but he was still the prime minister for a long time.
Right.
Very,
anyway. But yeah, I think I agree with you, Doug. I think this is exactly what Boris Johnson is doing to distract everybody. He's giving everyone what they want. Hey, there's no mask mandates. There's nothing. Everybody go to the pub all night. Everyone have fun. And he's trying to act like Santa Claus now. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe the cases will spike again. Who knows?
Nah,
you know,
it's over there. All right. Speaking of things that are over, the holidays are over. We're, what, halfway through winter now, as a matter of fact? I think pretty much exactly halfway through winter. And so as we look around, okay, spring's around there. How many people are getting on planes? I was talking to a friend of mine down in Naples yesterday who drove down with his wife. They got COVID, and they quarantined themselves for 10 days or whatever it was. And they got so restless, they just said, okay, we're going to Florida. So they got in the car, and they drove down to Florida. And they were, you know, kind of enjoying what people do when they go to Florida. Only Florida's temperature is in the 50s at the moment, not in the 70s and 80s where it normally would be at this time of year. So people aren't going out. You can't see as much of one's body. But during spring break and as we get into springtime, people are really, it's like a cycle. Every year we have the same sort of pitch. We go through in the fall. Okay, you're going to eat a lot, gain a lot of weight. Yep. And COVID certainly didn't help. And now, here we are trying to figure out what to do to get rid of the weight and keep it off. And that's where my friends at Calitrin come in. It works. It works. It works. Track your progress. They'll help you up. Put a counselor to work with you. Go to toploss.com. Website. See all of the things that I've said about Calitrin over the years. There's a neat sale on right now. New Year's, New You. Use the DJV code. Get free shipping. All that stuff. This is an all-natural product that works, works, works. What else can I say? 48 past the hour.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Time to trim back the extraneous and look at the real technology talk of the day, how this stuff affects you, and hackers are everywhere, as we know. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, the latest hack, latest round of hacks and hackers and
yep.
What they're hacking. So what do you have?
Well, it's Uber. Uber is the current focus, and it does feel like it's a hack a day at this point in 2022 already. But the newest scam is, and this is really this is a tough one. This is very subtle and very, very easy to fall for. So this came to light because an Uber customer down in Miami was looking to catch a ride to the airport, and he booked an Uber. The driver he was waiting for the Uber driver in front of his building. He received a text message that appeared to come from Uber. At first, the driver who accepted the trip sent him a message asking for the guy's phone number. The guy didn't think anything of it because he said he lives in kind of a complicated apartment complex. It's difficult to find, so he didn't think anything of giving his phone number to the Uber driver. He then received a text message with a 4-digit security code that also appeared to be from Uber, with another message from the driver through the actual app. And so then he got what set him off to realize that this was something fishy. He also received a code via email, and he passed that code along to the driver as well. And so at that point, the scammer, and we don't know who that person is, it might be the driver, but the scammer had already changed this guy's password and the email address on the account, used a 2-factor authentication, and essentially locked this guy completely out of his account. He then took the guy's American Express and gave the driver a $200 tip on what was supposed to be a $6 ride that actually didn't even happen. And so by the next day, Uber had refunded the guy's money, but he wanted Uber to do more than that. And so he wants all Uber users to be aware of the risk and take precautions to protect yourself. So, as I said, it's under investigation. We don't know if the driver was the scammer. It kind of points to the fact that maybe he was, because how else would someone know that this guy had just called for an Uber? So, most likely, it was the driver. Now, Uber put out a statement saying, if you are on the Uber app, use the app's two-factor authentication to make sure that, that no one else can break into your account. Don't share your passwords or verification codes. And they also stress that Uber will never call or text you. Everything goes through the app. Do not speak to the driver except through the app. Don't give your phone number, don't give your email, and don't give a passcode. Everything has to go through the app. Where this guy went wrong, he ended up getting a text message directly from the driver, and then everything went to hell at that point. So this is a really easy thing to fall for. You think it's all in the up and up because you ordered the Uber yourself, you're standing there, you're waiting for it, and then you get scammed anyway. So just be extra, extra cautious and only stick to what happens in the app. Ignore everything else.
I'm wondering out loud here. I'm looking at my Facebook.
Has this happened to you?
Well, I'm seeing some interesting action from Chinese interests. On my Facebook page, there's a lot of Chinese stuff that's just showing up in the last 24 hours, and I wonder if that's an attempt to hack or whatever it is. Probably because of my noise that I make about the Chinese, the government anyway. I wonder if that's part of, if there isn't the ability for them to hack up my, I watch the Facebook page. It'd be interesting to see, Victoria, how that works. Speaking of China, in a moment we discuss the high-level conversations going on between the Israelis and the Chinese about technology right after this.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, so what's the story between the Israelis and the Chinese?
It's a longer story than what we have time for here, but we'll definitely pick this up. Israel is sort of caught in between China and the U.S. With their tech investments. They've got a lot of Chinese money that is invested in Israeli tech. So, there's a lot to unpack.
There's a problem there for sure. All right, so yeah, we'll unpack. It'll unfold during the course of the week because it is going on right now. 59 past the hour, speaking of right now, on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.